You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, live from the Right Side Studios, local, state, national. Man, we got all the issues right here in this studio. I'm saying we're covering down solid, conservative, and like the dude just said, just plain right. Well, listen, I had a caller that held on during the break, so let me honor that real quick and grab it. Thomas from Athens. Hey, Thomas, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
I'm blessed. How are you, sir?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
I wanted to weigh in on your discussion about the separation of the general fund budget from the education budget. Back in the day, it used to be that the Republicans, the so-called conservatives, would rail against the AEA for pouring money into Democrat candidates' campaign chests to keep the status quo of the education system. Well, under the Republican controlled Senate and House and gubernatorial chamber, we have slipped even further. Now we're 52 out of 50.
Yeah.
So I'm suggesting that maybe those two budgets need to be combined to hopefully minimize the effect of funding from the AEA to keep the status quo, because the status quo just is not working. We need charter schools. We need school choice, and by golly, if we don't have some gutless Republicans that won't promote that and get that going, then I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, you know, Thomas, I tend to agree, and I absolutely, in fact, myself and former State Senator Paul Sanford, who just ran for Congress up in North Alabama recently, he and I were like lead advocates for a version of combining the budgets. And I forgot what we call it, the 78-22 plan, I believe is what it's called. All the money goes into one. Anyway, it's I won't go in the weeds, but the bottom line is yes. I really believe that if we're going to reform budgeting process in Alabama, it has to start with getting down to how do we combine these two budgets? Why do we even have them separate? I will say this, the AEA has gained more influence lately. When I first got elected in 2010, we had a rule. We didn't take money from the teachers union. As Republicans. Now, like 40% of the Republicans in Montgomery are taking campaign donations, but they don't take that out of the budget. The AEA actually charges dues to its members, and they use those dues monies to help fund people's campaigns. So, they've definitely gained influence again here in the last few years, it seems like.
Well, that's really tragic. It is very tragic for the kids, for the students, for the young adults that depend on an education to succeed in the state of Alabama and wherever else they were going to work.
Hey, Thomas, thanks for the call. Appreciate you being in the audience, and stay with us, all right? Appreciate you very much.
Okay.
Hey, so, all right, let me do this. I'm going to start wrapping up this segment that I'm doing on tax relief. You know, I titled this number two of the Triple Dipper, Tax Relief, Don't Hold Your Breath. I pointed out, I started it off with a recitation of the fact that the court case led by AG State Marshal, State AG Attorney General Steve Marshall, won for us the right to use COVID relief dollars if we wanted to offset any losses. So if you're worried in the legislature, if you're worried about what do we do, how do we patch the hole, if we give money back to the people, what do we do with it? You know, the losses that we have in the state budget, we'll fill the blanks right now with ARPA money. You can do that. The law says you can. It's all right. But we got to fund government. You're funding government at record numbers right now. Okay, here's the other piece, though. We had Justin Bogey on, who gave us sort of a fiscal analyst view, which just basically refined some of the same things I have been saying, too, that these are possibilities that exist. And, oh, by the way, we are lagging behind other states. There are states like Illinois. I've got an article that I actually quoted from you. Parker Snyder from 1819 News wrote a piece that was published just yesterday that says that Illinois, which is as blue as they get. I mean, this is where Governor J.B. Pritzker is the governor. This is Illinois. They are doing away with their grocery tax for a year. They're sending $1.8 billion in tax relief back to Illinois families. Illinois. All right, let me tell you about a few others, just so you'll know that when I say these kind of things, I'm not just, you know, spitting in the wind here. I'm not just telling you things that don't necessarily fall out into real life. For instance, I've got a study here that was done by the National Conference of State Legislatures, NCSL. NCSL did a recoup just about 2 weeks ago about the number of states that are looking and trending and enacting actual tax relief. It says fiscal year 2022 at the beginning of this report, fiscal year 2022 was a year of abundance for state legislatures. In 2022, thus far, at least 10 states have enacted income tax rate cuts. Several states, including Kentucky, Georgia, Iowa, South Carolina, Virginia, enacted tax reductions that are going to exceed $1 billion once they're fully phased in. Nebraska and Mississippi also enacted tax cuts that will cost over $500 million. Here's the deal. Georgia created a flat tax rate and gradually reduces that rate from 5.75 to 4.99 by 2029. Idaho consolidated their individual income tax brackets from 5 to 4 and lowered the marginal rate from 6.5% to 6% for corporate and personal income tax. Iowa gradually reduces their personal income tax rate from 3.9 to 3.9 from 8.5. That's a whopping reduction. How about this? Indiana reduced the state flat income tax rate from 3.23 to 3.15. Kentucky reduced the state income tax rate from 4.5 to 5 with a gradual elimination of the tax contingent on the state on the general fund receipts. Mississippi, here's the biggest one, right next door, Mississippi, who, by the way, is better than us in education now. Mississippi eliminated their lower income tax brackets to establish a flat rate and reduce their marginal rate from 5% to 4%. It's the biggest income tax cut in Mississippi history. You have similar stuff going on with Nebraska, New York, South Carolina, Virginia, Utah. Then you got sales tax. 14 states proposed cutting their sales tax rates. So far, only New Mexico has actually enacted it, but there's 14 states considering it. New Mexico literally enacted a reduction. They reduced their state gross receipts tax by 0.25%. 13 states, only 13 states have a grocery tax. Alabama's one of them. Only 13 states out of the 50 have a grocery tax. Alabama's one of them. Several of those, though, reduced or eliminated those grocery taxes. Kansas enacted a measure to phase out the grocery tax. That literally Virginia eliminated the state's reduced 1.5% grocery tax altogether. Illinois suspended sales tax on groceries for a year. Tennessee, a one-month food tax holiday. Idaho approved an increase in the state grocery tax credit. And I'm just saying, folks, listen, I've got stuff on here on income tax rebates in multiple states. I've got this report is pretty comprehensive. I just gave you the skinny on some of them. Alabama's only mentioned in here one time. We gave a taxable retirement income exempt from state income tax up to $6,000. So if you take $6,000 out of your retirement account, $6,000 of it that can be non-taxable. Takes more. $6,000, okay, so that's basically you get like maybe a month to 2 months free of drawing down on your retirement account for living expenses. Do you have a call again, Boomer? What was that call a minute ago?
Oh, no, that was just Connie from Huntsville. She just was talking about the tax in Tennessee for the food tax that's going away for 30 days.
Oh, yeah, no food tax. Oh, yeah, I read that out too, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I just moved from Tennessee. I mean, come on, Alabama. I thought we were going to...
You take your wife to dinner, you're paying taxes here. You weren't paying back in Tennessee.
No, I'm going to go... Tomorrow's anniversary. I'm going back up to Tennessee to buy some groceries.
Oh... All right. I'll tell you what, Boomer, that's a good place, man. Go ahead and run us to a break. We'll do that. I am wrapping this one. I am wrapping it. I guess you guys probably gathered that what I'm saying is tax relief is being done by states all over the nation. Tax relief is not being done much in Alabama. Tax relief is very possible. And tax relief, you've never had a better time to do it. And oh, by the way, people are hurting, and it would help. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You stay tuned. We'll be right back.